Dominic Laurie joins us now to talk about CityLink. Dominic, and Dom, this is a story that's dominated the news for the past couple of days.
Yeah, CityLink, the administrators have said they're going to be making substantial redundancies, unfortunately, taking effect on Wednesday. It's a result of the company being unable to continue trading. Syed Abdi's company, 1-2 Couriers, is owed around £100,000. He's told Five Live he found out on Christmas Eve about the administration.
I could not believe it. Me enjoying with my family and looking forward to the holiday. I mean, no work, no money. And really and truly right now, we busted. We busted. That's all I can say. We busted. Unbelievable. We busted. We've been paying drivers as normal and we've been pushing for the whole Christmas. And they were asking us to get different vans, new vans. 4 weeks ago, we bought new vans. We spent all our money. And then we just got the news saying there's no work and there's no money. They keep 2 months' money. That's how it ended up, £100,000. This money we already worked for, and that's supposed to be in the bank. CityLink, they should not be using that money. Everyone's saying that we will not get anything. And if we do get something, and it's not going to be now.
Stephen Gibson is an economist at SLG Economics, previously worked for the postal regulator. Stephen, one thing I don't understand is we buy more and more things online. There's more and more need for postal parcels to be delivered. Why isn't there a need for a buyer for this company?
You're absolutely right. Volumes are growing and have been growing about 5 to 10% per annum for a number of years because of all the e-fulfillment and Amazon, etc., sending all the parcels through the post to people's doors. The problem is that it's a very competitive market, and CityLink have been struggling for a number of years now. This is not a recent thing.
But they're one of the best-known brands. Many of us have seen their vans around towns and cities across the UK.
They are a great brand, but unfortunately, they're not a profitable brand. They have been making losses. They've racked up tens of millions of pounds of losses over the last 4 years. In fact, 18 months ago, they were sold from Rentokil to a venture capital outfit for just £1, a nominal amount, to another company that was hoping to turn them around, but obviously has failed to do so.
So can we leave on some good news? I mean, given this is a growing sector and there's growing consumer demand for what these companies do, could the workers find employment at other companies that are perhaps better run?
Oh, there are certainly job opportunities for individuals. However, middlemen like the supplier who you just spoke to a second ago, who have been left being owed significant sums of money by CityLink, or individual customers who have to now find out how to track down their parcels and collect them from CityLink depots, are really going to struggle.
OK, thank you very much, Stephen Gibson from SLG Economics.